has died.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Brother Richard.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma.
Yes, and we thank everybody for joining us and looking forward to a good broadcast, a good interview, and I know you've got a couple callers lined up, so I'll be standing by and sure let you know when they call in.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And we do welcome you to join us again. Here we are another Wednesday night. Join us for Hope is Alive, the show about testimony. And that testimony is those who have been helped by Jesus, who have been set free from that which has oppressed them, that which has hindered them. And we just thank the Lord that we get to come on here every Wednesday night and just give praise and talk about the works of Jesus. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. That website is a wealth of information. It's there at your, you know, you can just go to it on your smartphone, your computer. It's all there free. They spend a lot of time and effort putting that up there, and it's there to help put on spiritual warfare. Or you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, by Pastor Cox. It's also a fantastic tool as well. Should have it in your arsenal. It's a good learning. It just lays down what's in the Scripture, teaches us, a good learning tool about how to do these things that we talk about each week. And if you need that book, you can get a hold of Richard at the office at 307-742-7582, and he'll be happy to get that out to you. Pastor, good evening. Glad to talk to you again. And just, these Wednesdays just seem like they sneak up on us, don't they? Oh, they do. I was just thinking before we went on the air here, it seems like it was just a few hours ago that we were doing it, and the whole week has gone by. But it's been more adventure again in Jesus through this week. Nevertheless, exciting week, and I'm still on my usual high from all the activities.
Well, why don't you give us a little breakdown of what happened this last Sunday?
Well, we had 16 that came for ministry,
However, we only had, I think it was 12 or 13 ministers, and I have a man that does the group, but there were several of them that didn't want to do the group ministry, and they figured they'd come back next week. And so we wound up doing one-on-one, which was like 12 or 13 people. But it was a great evening. I had a great case, a man that had driven 4 hours from south east Oklahoma, and we had great ministry. I couldn't get the hit demon up, which is generally about 1 out of 3, but he coughed him out, and it was very, very good ministry. I've talked to him. He's a happy camper. So I knew he'd be better, and he felt good, and you know how it goes. It's just another one of them. I did one today, in fact, I got the hit demon up in this lady, and it was Leviathan that it had remaining 13 demons underneath its authority. And I had it give me the 10 lies that it was given to her, and she was loaded with gifts. And, of course, this demon gloated over itself how it was blocking those gifts. But I did find some interesting things, and it shows the viciousness of these demons. This one had been blocking her reading the Bible. When she came in, she told me that was one of her problems. She'd opened the Bible up, and she just couldn't read it. And she had before. It was like 3 months it had been like this. And sure enough, when I got that head demon up, I interrogated about that, and it laughed. It was doing such a good job of blocking her from reading the Bible. And then another thing, she'd been having some sexual thoughts about someone that she works with, and as I interrogated the demon, it was causing that. We broke ungodly soul ties also there, but that just shows the viciousness of what these things are doing on Christians. Another thing, I found out there was her dad had died with the cardiovascular disease, and this demon, when I interrogated her, are there any outstanding curses that haven't been broken? It said there was a 5-generation curse of cardiovascular disease coming down the father's side. And she was concerned, of course, about that her dad had died with that. Well, sure enough, it was a 5-generation curse. So, of course, I got that broken off. So, praise God, it was a great evening. Finally blew everything out, and she was very happy as well. So, I'm on my high again.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, that's interesting, talking about the 5-generation curse there. Today's science world will tell you it's in the DNA, and essentially it is in the DNA because it follows through the DNA of bloodlines, assignments, or curses through family members. And it can be passed on from a father, a mother, from a grandfather, great-grandfather, and so on. And as you say, as you were talking about that, it made me think about those that come from a family, have a high, they could have a lot of high blood pressure, or alcoholism, or such things as cardiovascular, or family members who die early for this reason or that reason. And of course, so years ago, I never thought once that it could be spiritually based and set down there where it came in from years and years and years. And what I often do is I'll think from time to time about my family's history, and I've seen it there. Recently, I was reading, and I'd forgotten about it was a great I can't remember, like a third or fourth great uncle and his son both died early. One of them was murdered by a ball knobber in this area at the age of 17, and his father was killed in the duties as a deputy sheriff. And the Lord told me that there had been a curse against that part of my family, and I exercised my authority and worked on breaking that curse so it wouldn't come down onto through me in any way whatsoever. So it definitely can come if the Lord, the Holy Spirit, reveals something to you, especially as you learn about your family history. or revisit to it. This is a story that I'd forgotten about. I just came across the article again and read it again, and it just hit me to do that. So I exercised it. Let the powers that be there let them know that I have all power and authority over them. Exercised Luke 10:19, and broke that curse upon my family. So it is important that if you do have some sort of history in your family, come against that. Use your authority and come against that.
Yes, it may very well be a curse coming down the lines. And, of course, doctors have all recognized this for years. You know, they'll have a workup, an interview, the nurse will, or someone in the office, before you see the doctor. They want to know your history. And they've seen over and over, it's so many times a generational situation of these diseases. Well, who would have thought that it might be spiritual? And, you know, for those of us that are on the front line where we're interrogating these demons constantly and breaking curses, etc., we're finding out how the enemy is operating. We're gaining intelligence on them and to know how to deal with them and to get these things broken off of people. So it's just, you know, it's going on everywhere around us. And most people, most Christians, have no idea about this. And they just sit there. They're terribly vulnerable to the demonic because they never do any resisting. And it just, it's frustrating. But here we are on the radio tonight trying to tell it. Amen.
That's why we come on here, to inform, to encourage, to edify, and let people know that, hey, these problems that you're having, they could be spiritually based. It could be more than just, I'm having trouble, you know, I just can't control the flesh, or I just won't repent and whatnot. I know there's so many times in my life there, I would just absolutely just hate what I was seeing in the mirror, because I could not, it seemed like I could not stop doing what I was doing. I knew it was wrong. I didn't want to do it. I didn't like the thoughts. I didn't like the desires. And I would just, Lord, take it away, and never once thought in a thousand years, up until I learned about deliverance, that the Lord was saying, hey, I gave you this authority. Exercise it. Take care of it and have something cast out of me. So, and that's why we do come on here. We want to inform people, tell them about what the, how they can do this, teach them how they can do this. And that's what the website's for, deliveranceusa.com, pastor's book, which is doing the supernatural works of Jesus. Again, you can obtain that by calling Richard at the office, 307-742-7582. We're getting this out there. We want to get the saints equipped. We're in a spiritual battle. I know you talked about hearing the demonic spirit laughing and was talking about how much joy they were getting out of blocking this Christian lady. And that's why I'd write up in Scripture, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. There's a Scripture that talks about how they revel in their deception, they enjoy the destruction they bring upon God's children. And I just praise the Lord that there's a woman that's set free. And, you know, these ones that are loaded with the gifts, they're going to be the ones that are attacked. Isn't that right, Pastor?
Well, that's right. Well, your targets for satanic assignments, of course. And when this lady was explaining to me about her problems, I was sure they had to be demonic. I mean, they sounded like the other side. And sure enough, it was. And the tip-off is the more someone has a problem that's overboard and out of balance and reoccurring and tormenting, the more suspicious it is, there's probably a demon behind it, and they need to get deliverance.
Yes, amen.
That's the tip-off.
No. And when that deliverance comes, you'll see just a change in your life. When you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you'll see even a bigger change. I mean, I saw levels of changes in my life. I saw as I was coming to Jesus, before I was converted and before I was saved, I was coming to Jesus, and I started practicing the principles that I was learning in the Bible. So you'll see a growth there. And then when the Holy Spirit drew me and I repented and was baptized for the remission of sins, I saw growth there. And I saw this growth that was coming, and it's not a one time you go in the water and everything's done. We are a target. We're at war, and the Satan and his demonic hordes are coming against us. So it's just a matter of equipping yourself. Sometimes you got to get the overhaul. Sometimes you got to get the tune-up. And I tune myself up often. I know you do too, Pastor Cox. And we just encourage others out there to do it. Say those I ams. Say, use the prayers that are on there for, in both the book and in the, on the website. Pray for others and come against those problems. Don't ask the Lord to do it. The Lord told us to do it. We can ask the Lord to help us. He gave us the authority. If we're not sure how to use it, ask the Holy Spirit to help. And I do still catch myself from time to time asking the Lord to do the things, but I'm glad we got a merciful God who understands and will remind us and correct us so we can keep doing it.
Amen. Amen. And, of course, as we've learned, it's hard to transition from this because so many of us have grown up praying about getting help. Father, in Jesus' name, would you do it? And he does answer prayer. But certainly, as he commanded us to speak in his name and address these things directly, none of our ministers Monday night were praying to the Father in Jesus' name to help this person. Each minister was commanding in the name of Jesus for these spirits to come out. They were speaking directly to it, and all Christians can do that. It's quite a huge step when one learns to do it and applies the power that we've been given to speak in his name. I have to pinch myself on that ever so often because who am I to do this? But that's exactly what he said, John 14:12, Mark 16:17, and other scriptures. We are to do it in his name. We have the power of attorney to speak in the name of Jesus. Amazing to me.
Well, we are talking about we are ambassadors. I believe that's the word what Presbyterios means, is ambassador. And when you're an ambassador, you're acting in the authority of who sent you. So, you know, we have ambassadors that go over to other countries, and they speak for the United States when they're there, and they have the full power and authority behind the United States backing them. And how much more, as an ambassador for Jesus, we have that full power and everything backing us. We are not sent in without anything backing us. We have the name of Jesus. We have angels at our command. You know, the same legion of angels that Jesus called upon, we can call upon. And way I need to use them. I put them on assignment all the time. I put them on assignment to guard my home, to guard the school. I put on assignment to come against the forces of hell and attack my city. And I just thank God that my brother in Christ introduced me to this, and I met you, Pastor, and I've just been a whole different person for the last 4 or 5 years. And I look forward to the 40 or 50 years of battle that you've been doing.
Yes.
Okay. Do you think maybe you need to contact the first caller? We're running past the time they should be calling in.
Well, I just got a text that he's calling the listening number. So I just texted him the number to call in to.
Okay.
So hopefully you'll be getting in.
No, it's just sometimes a simple mistake. It can happen.
Yeah, people get mixed up and call the number to listen. So hopefully he'll make it shortly.
Go ahead.
This man calling is the one that I ministered to last Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, fantastic.
Drove four hours.
Fantastic. Again, that's deliveranceusa.com. Or the book, Doing Supernatural Works of Jesus.
And Ralph, here's our caller, Ralph. Good evening.
Good evening.
Dennis.
Yes.
Dennis? Yeah, thank you for calling in. Ralph is on here with me. Ralph's up in
the Branson area.
Okay.
You called in. Well, Dennis, why don't you go ahead and give some background on yourself, some history, and when you were born again, how you heard about deliverance, and then what your experience has been in this type of ministry since you were just here last week. Well, they said you had come once before as well. So why don't you go ahead and give that background and all.
Okay. I've lived in southeast Oklahoma most of my adult life, and I'm a electrician and millwright, and I've worked pretty much all over the country, and I settled down and got married here to a wonderful lady, and we got married, and we both love the Lord. We go to church, everybody that we come in contact with, we try to persuade them, you know, to look at the Lord for all their guidance and stuff. But we had problems, and it was with me, and it just seemed like everything that we'd done was, we just bickered about it, you know, and it was little stuff, just didn't matter to nothing, and we loved each other dearly, and that's when I come, my mother told me about Deliverance Ministries, and so me and my wife talked, and I went up there, and it really worked, you know, the things that were getting into our marriage was just little stuff, and there wasn't nothing big, but it was just Satan, you know, just working on our marriage, because we love the Lord, and we choose to follow Him the rest of our days. And but after I went and seen Brother Everett there, the experiences I had there was, it was unreal. You know, it was just, I was a little bit skeptical, but I knew you go look in the Bible, and it tells about deliverance and casting out bad spirits and stuff. When I sit there with Brother Everett in his office, and as them spirits come out of me, it just renewed my, just, I haven't been this happy in years and years. And my wife's seen a noticeable difference, and we just, you know, we don't have them problems anymore. And I know we won't, because I feel different.
Praise God. When you were ministered to, did you feel those spirits coming out, Dennis?
Yes, they were, it was different. It was like, kind of like when you take a drink of something and you choke on it, they would come up that way, and I would cough them out. They would come up and literally cough out of me. And I would be a little bit lightheaded on some of them. I guess they were bigger than the other ones. But, yes, it it was just such a relief.
Each one that came out, you probably felt a little better.
Yeah, yes, I did. And I have felt with all of them that come out. There were several of them. I just felt better and better. And then when we finished up, it was amazing that, the change. I haven't felt this much peace. I don't know. Probably the day I got, saved was, probably the most peace I've felt since then. And that was in, December of 1983.
Well, so. And we used the Bible on them too. That's kind of interesting how they, these spirits, they don't want to hear the word, but they don't even like the physical word. You had a Bible in your hand and I had one in mine, and we ganged up on them, didn't we?
Yes, and they went to moving with that Bible. They just went to moving, and up they'd come.
I would say we got a good three dozen out. We you know, worked the list extensively, and wouldn't you say we probably got several dozen?
Oh, yes, I would, and I wouldn't have thought I'd had that in me, but, and that's why, you know, I just always felt, you know, just uneasy about things, and I had trust and trust issues and anger issues, and after, you know, researching with your ministries, researching back and going back to where they originated from, it was amazing that, you know, that all I had in me, and they come out.
Amen. Well, you're bound to have seen some changes, as you've been mentioning. Are you comfortable in sharing some of the changes you've seen?
Yes. I'll share them with you. Me and my wife, we don't have them. And we just have I guess it's just Satan working on us, you know, these spirits and stuff that we just weren't easy with each other, and obviously, you know, the spirits that were in me, they just wouldn't let me rest. I wouldn't trust her, and she gave me no reason to not trust her. I wanted to. There was just something there that wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
But after, you know, after all these spirits were out, I fully trust her. I don't have none of these thoughts. I don't have nothing manipulating me, you know, and I'm not, you know, a nutcase by no means, but I don't have them no more. I'm totally at peace.
Praise God. Strife, I remember, was a grouping that we came against, and that's kind of what you're saying there. It was a kind of the fighting, quarreling, bickering, arguing, fault-finding kind of group.
Right.
And then there was an anger spirit we got out. Have you seen a difference in anger?
Yes, there's no anger now, and I had that anger for years, and you know, when I recalled back, it started when I was real young, but it's not there no more. It's just not there, the job that I do is, you know, it's kind of stressful, but at work there's no stress, no. At home, there's no stress. It's amazing that the before and after, it's just unreal. I'd recommend it to anybody, and especially a Christian, because they're at bigger targets than somebody that's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you were telling me you work on large shows. Is it generators you work on?
Yeah, I work on generators. I work on overhead cranes. It's heavy electrical, industrial electrical, and mechanical too.
Yeah.
Set and align big motors and stuff like that.
I
have no stress at work now, and I used to have stress. You know, with the kind of trade that I do, but you know, the Lord just delivered it all from me.
Isn't that awesome? Praise God! How awesome! Gosh, I was scooting back on my rolling chair here, and I scooted back on my little dog. Sorry, Rufus. he cried out. Well, I don't blame him. Well, that's exciting. And yet, you even though you don't have stress on the job, you were experiencing stress. So guess where that came from?
Yeah.
Now, that's the way the enemy works. And, you know, there's so few Christians, we were talking about this earlier, so few Christians, Dennis, that actually get this kind of ministry. So they just live with these problems, not thinking it might be evil spirits that could be cast out and they wouldn't have the problem, but they just live with the problems the rest of their lives. And of course there's some groups around that say Christians can't be bothered by evil spirits. And of course what we see, we are the targets, not that they can be in our spirit man, which is secure in Jesus, being born again, but they can bother our bodies, even spirits of sickness, and then also torment us in the mind area, the will and emotions, the soul area. So just think about it, Dennis. You're just one of millions out there that will never get the kind of ministry you were able to receive.
Yeah, and, you know, you can go to these psychiatrists and psychologists and whatever, and they charge you, you know, $600-$700 an hour, and that they can't do this. You know, that they just, it takes God and it takes somebody like you, Brother Everett, to bring this stuff out of people, that otherwise they try to make you comfortable and deal with what you got. And I've never been to a psychiatrist or nothing like that, but we were reading and studying the Word, and we knew that I had, and my mother referred me to you, from Oklahoma City, and you know, we drove several hours to there, and it was what a reward it was, you know, just one of the best things I ever done.
Praise God. Well, of course, all Christians can do it. It's not a gift area. It's just normal Christianity, and that's like our teams. They come from different churches all over the metro area here, and they go through the training. We've learned these steps that we can use, and I did those steps with you. Remember, I had that checklist I was going through, anybody can learn to do those. It's a Christian.
Right.
And we need huge armies doing this. It's just not, after 2,000 years, it's not anywhere where it should be in doing these works of Jesus in His name. Well, maybe you'll be able to learn, you and your wife, and start ministering to some people down there in southeast Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, we're going to stay in touch with you. You've helped tremendously. Had I not come to you, I wouldn't have known this stuff, and we'd have still been dealing with what we deal with until, you know, if it got bad enough, then, you know, we didn't want to look at them options being a Christian. But, you know, it's just amazing that what it done to my life.
Praise God. Well, in the remaining minute or so, Dennis, what would you? Anything else you'd like to say to the listeners?
Yeah, I would say if you have problems, and it could be any type of negative problem, whether it be stealing or lying or any of that stuff. This stuff can just get jealousy, controlling, it, insecurity. Any of this stuff would just, this type of ministry would eliminate it. And you can live a true Christian life and get along with your spouse at the same time. I'd recommend it to you.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much, brother. That was a great testimony, Dennis.
Yes,
I'm
Dennis,
sure
thank
you've
you.
Encouraged others. Thank you so much for calling in, brother.
Well, y'all have a blessed evening, and God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Thank you for coming on and sharing with us. Good testimony.
Yes.
Talking about having stress at work, that's another common thing, another common testimony I've heard where people say that the problems they've had at work just went away. And I would say a lot of it's because they didn't have the spirit stirring them up to the reactions and comments of other people. But, Pastor, we have Eric. Eric, thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Hi, Eric. So glad you called in. Well, I'm blessed, and I'm excited to get your testimony here, Eric. So why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again, how you learned about deliverance, and then what your ministry's been like and changes you've seen.
Sure. Well, I'm in my early 30s. I'm married. I have four beautiful children. My oldest, he's just turned seven in May, and birthdays are all back-to-back, so we've had fun this past May. It's been a busy one. I grew up in a Baptist church my entire life. I grew up on a large farm and ranch in a small rural town and just outside of Oklahoma City, about 45 minutes. And, I've always been active in the church, but like many people my age, I kind of turned my back on God and I was sinning, and it took its toll on just about every aspect of my life. I indulged in things that, I knew better, but a lot of it had to do with the company that I kept also. Some of the outside influences, and I wasn't strong enough to resist the temptation because I had lapsed in my spiritual life, and it showed. And I paid dearly for that. So I tried to, immerse myself back in the Word, and I kept getting pulled back. And every time I felt like I was getting closer with God, it seemed like I would just get hit by a train. And I think you and I talked about this, Everett, that's just the devil trying to pull us back into his domain. He sees us happy and doing well, and devil doesn't like that. And so, again, I would turn back to my old ways. Well, unfortunately, about 3 or 4 months ago, I went through still going through big family issue. My wife, I know y'all heard of the opioid epidemic. She got hooked on the opiates, and it has affected my family tremendously to the point where her and I talked about separating. Right now, we're in the process of trying to build again. We're not living together at the moment because my kids come first before anything, and at the time, it's not. I can't have her and the children, so I had to choose, unfortunately. So the good thing is that came about all this was. Shortly before I met with you, Everett, I'd been attending church again routinely every Sunday, and I decided to rededicate my life to Christ. And and I noticed a significant difference in my state of mind. But there's still something lacking there, and those closest to me could see the pain and anguish that I was going through, even though I might not have seen it. So my dad and mom called me up one day and said, "Hey, we're going to pick you up tomorrow, 5:30 after work, whenever you get off, and we got a surprise for you." I said, "Okay, great." Well, they came to pick me up, and we were pulling up to this church, and I was just kind of perplexed, and they were looking over at me smiling because they could see my mind was just a-running. And I said, what is going on here? Well, they kind of gave me a rundown on what you did, Everett. And I went in there, with an open mind, but at the same time, I was a little apprehensive. But like I told you, Everett, I think was, if I'm a Christian, if I claim that I'm a Christian, and I'm going to believe that Jesus, as I do, that Jesus rose from the dead, and that he is the Son of our Father God, then who am I to deny this type of miracle? So I went in there with an open mind, and I left there feeling like a new man, honestly. I'm still dealing with a lot of the same things that I was before. However, you know, I got a peace of mind, and my heart is more open. I don't know, I guess more accepting. And it has helped mm-hmm. me to deal with these stressors that arise on a daily basis. And my way of dealing with my wife, especially, you know, I've had so much anger and animosity towards her for what she's done to my family that before I just couldn't stand to be around her hardly. But now we're able to work through these and make progress as a couple and as a family to hopefully, you know, bring everybody back together as one, because, you know, that's what God wants. He doesn't want divorce. And it states in the Bible that, you know, a married couple were supposed to be yoked. And a lot of people might not know what that is, but, you know, you got an oxen or a horse pulling a plow, well, that piece that goes around their shoulders, around their neck, that is called a yoke. And when you got two or more hooked up to a plow, you know, they're pulling together to achieve the same goal. And that's what God wants in a couple. I don't know how long we were in that room. It didn't seem that long to me. But I know, having looked at the clock when I was out there, we had been in there a few hours, I believe.
Yes. Could you feel those spirits, Eric, coming out? Did you have any reaction, or what went on? I don't remember now.
I did. I didn't. I was hoping to kind of, I don't know, feel something more intense. But what I felt was intense, but it was different than what I had expected. So mm-hmm. I remember my temperature just went through the roof. I mean, I remember y'all put your hands on my head, and I had been over 100 degrees. I was just burning up. And the room was cool. It wasn't anything like that. It was something else. I mean, it was something else. And I remember at one point, you're doing something, and I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I looked up, just jolted up, and I look around, and I'm looking at you, and I'm looking up at the ceiling for an air vent or a fan, and I'm looking behind me to see if someone's behind me, and you kind of chuckled and had a smile on your face and said, "What did you hear?" And I said, "Well, I didn't hear anything. I felt something." And I remember you had said something like, "God, have your angels, you know, watch over this man and protect him and guard him with your heavenly wings," something along those lines. And when you said that, Everett, I kid you not, I felt like if you would imagine a flutter of a wing, I felt that along the back of my neck, and it was something else. I mean, there's no explaining it. As a believer, I knew what it was, and you knew too, because I could tell when your smile, and you knew that I had experienced something special.
Praise God.
And I'll never, ever forget that.
Well, we did a lot of inner healing. You've been through a lot of these traumas, and of course, have suffered depression and all, so we did what we call inner healing, of getting to the roots of various traumas and all, and then you gave those bad feelings associated with those traumas over to Jesus, and of course he supernaturally takes them, and mm-hmm. that pulls also cuts the roots of many spirits that may have come in at that time. So you were no doubt feeling better as we went through that inner healing. And then we broke ungodly soul ties also. We did that, and then came against the spirits. I don't believe I got the hit demon up in your case, did I? I don't think so.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Hello? Well, one of the techniques I do is I'll try to see if I can get the hit demon up where I can interrogate it directly. I think we just worked the list. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. How long ago has it been since you came?
It has been, about three and a half weeks, I believe.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, you no doubt got relief with something supernatural about giving the feelings, the bad feelings associated with various memories. You give those feelings over to Jesus. You can cast those cares upon him, or he cares for you. When you do that, supernaturally, he takes those feelings. It's an amazing thing to witness. And we see it constantly, and it's just so exciting to see the Lord do that. And that takes a person a long ways down the road of getting to the goal line. It's called inner healing. And that starts preparing us so we can do efficient deliverance of actual casting the evil spirits out. Technically, a certain number of evil spirits will leave as we do the inner healing and the breaking of ungodly soul ties that are formed up for various reasons. And we'll find...
Yeah, there are a lot of those.
Part,
yeah.
Yeah, many times evil spirits, most of them, in fact, with some people, have already gone by the time we get to the sheet to work the deliverance, you know. So,
yeah.
Well,
I like what you said, Everett, about, you know, cutting it out at the root. You know, the other day I'd heard a quote that I hadn't heard, and it made me think of you, was, you know, a tree with rotting roots, you know, bears no fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, isn't that the truth? I mean, I had nothing
but
negativity, it seemed, in my life, and now I've got kind of a new start on life, I feel, I feel like I got my bearings again. I was just kind of wandering and lost. And, you know, like I said, I'm still dealing with things on a daily basis. But, you know, I feel like I've got my direction, and I know that God is on my side, and I've never been closer with the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, did you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues that night?
No, sir. I did not.
Did I administered it to you, did I not?
Oh, wait, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'd already been baptized, but yes, I remember what you're speaking of now. Yes, sir.
Speaking in tongues. You had the
yes,
water
sir.
Baptism before, but this is... I usually do that at the end of the ministry session, and...
Uh-huh.
And so, are you able to speak in tongues now?
You know, I wish I could say that I am, but I, you know, I've tried it several times. I did a little bit, you know, when I was with you. I guess I'd need to ask you with some help on that. I've tried. Maybe I just need to practice a little more. But, you know, that night when you helped me, Everett, it just kind of came out naturally. It was a good but strange experience for me. I've never done that before, yet it came so naturally.
Yes. Well, it is a natural thing to do, of course. And I'll give you a call this week and pray with you on the phone some more. Yeah, you know, when you ask Jesus to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, and according to Luke 11:9-13, if you ask, you get the Holy Spirit, not a stone or a scorpion. But so you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and with that, you get to speak in tongues. All you need to do is open your mouth and do it, you know. So you're probably making it too hard. And I can work with you on the phone some with that and kind of break the ice further for you. So you
That'd
get
be great.
A flowing language.
I do overthink things sometimes.
Well, that's such a marvelous thing. Of course, that was a huge thing in my life 40 years ago. I'm convinced we would not be on the phone tonight had I not received that 40 years ago. And it's a baptism for service. It's a baptism for many things, for boldness,
amen,
for witness. And it's huge in a person's life. And so you have that, but the more you speak in tongues, the more of what the Holy Spirit brings will manifest in your life. I think I gave you one of those handouts that have what the Holy Spirit brings. Do you
yes,
still
sir.
Have that, you think? Okay, well, the more you pray in tongues, the more those will tend to rise up in your life. Hallelujah. And they're all good things, of course.
Well, I know he's been there for me, you know, my entire life, but especially, you know, lately the turmoil that I've had to deal with. I mean, he's blessed me left and right, Everett, and I can't thank you enough for helping me get closer with the Lord and to share this with me. I mean, I've told family and friends, and I've got several that I need to bring in to meet you. You know, that, like I shared with your viewers, you know, just the feeling of flapping wings on my neck. I mean, I came in there with an open mind, but at the same time, I was a little hesitant. But at that moment, man, it just opened up my eyes, my spiritual eyes.
Praise God. Now, did you have a short leg or arm? We did the limb check, I'm sure.
Yeah, you did. That was something else. Then another thing, you just can't explain it. You have to be a believer to understand kind of what's going on there. I believe it was my right leg was, I don't know if it was a half inch or an whole inch off. It was pretty significant.
Yeah. I remember it now, and it came out pretty fast.
It did.
It seems like you felt it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we got, yeah, and I've seen thousands of those now over these 40 years. It blows me away every time to see
that. And my mom, she said she experienced the same thing with one of her legs was off. And, you know, you helped her out, and that, in turn, helped her with her back pain and so on.
Well, that's our Jesus, and all of us Christians can do this. Our teams, of course, are doing it. And maybe the Lord will lead you at some point in your life to go through the training, Eric.
Yes, sir. I'm not shy about my religion, and I try to share that in my relationship with God with everybody I know. I'm not shy about that. And what I've experienced a few weeks ago with you, Everett, that it was life changing. And like you said, I agree. You know, more people need to know about this and experience what you and I know.
Amen. Amen. Well, we'll keep spreading the good news, and that's why we're on the radio show tonight. Well, in the remaining
yes,
minute or so, Eric, what else would you say to the listeners?
You know, I know a lot of you are probably like me. If you're listening to this show, you're a believer, and you probably grew up in the church or are attending currently, I hope. And all I can say is to go into this with an open heart and an open mind, and God will bless you. You might be scared or hesitant, but there's no room for that with God. He'll take all that fear and uncertainty away, and it's not something difficult to do. You just have to have an open heart and open mind, and as a believer already, it came so naturally, and it truly is life changing. I mean, I can't tell you how different I feel. My outlook on reality has changed. I mean, 180 from what it was. I was so down in the dumps and had a negative outlook, but now I can see it for what it really is. It's that battle that's been going on for ages, is good versus evil, and God, he gives us the armor and the tools that we need to overcome that, and he's there for us.
Hey, man, you can hear it in your voice, Eric. That's easy to tell just from hearing you.
Well, yeah, you, brother. Yeah, I've had appreciate a few friends you. Tell me there's a difference in me.
Hallelujah.
Eric, well, you'll see that change. Eric, you'll see that change in your life is also going to help loved ones in your life as well, too, because you won't.
I know it will.
On your end. And you'll learn more to be able to come against those things and to help her out.
Thank you.
Amen.
I believe so. Yeah,
thank
my next
so
step is
here. Have an awesome evening.
To see you, Everett.
Yes,
I've got her open to the
great.
Idea. So all that praying
all
on
right.
my end, it's coming to fruition.
Praise God.
Praise
that
Lord.
Sounds great. Well,
amen.
Have a good one. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you for coming on.
God bless. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, you can definitely hear joy in his voice, especially what he's had to deal with the last several months of the year.
Oh, my goodness,
and,
yeah.
Praise God that he had godly parents who loved him and knew what to do. Knew what to do and brought him in there to see all of it at Deliverance Ministries. Of course, that's deliveranceusa.com. We're doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus by Pastor Cox. We do thank everybody for joining us this evening. Again, it's been a blessing to hear the testimonies of others that have been set free. We thank you for joining us. God bless. And, Pastor, have a good evening.
Yes, blessings
Luke,
to everyone.
Chapter 10, verse 19.
I have given you authority.